Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
From theballerlifestyle.com, it's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner, episode number 522. Thank you for joining the show. Send us an email, mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. Also, give us a call. I didn't even look if there's any voicemails today. There are 949-464-TBLS-8257. Also, please consider supporting us via $5 a month financial donation via the link in the show notes. Get the bonus content. Get my solo show, Bonus Bry. People are telling me, they're like, I'm looking for Bonus Bry. It's there. It's where it comes out. It comes out on the Red Circle page. You got to subscribe. Subscribe to the Red Circle. And of course, you get all the bonus content that we do as part of this show every week that is only available to the supporters of this show. Click the link in the show notes. It's $5 a month. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
I'm fascinated, but I'm about to comment on something that I've only read the headline and the first paragraph, which is kind of what we do.
Here we go.
Washington Post article, I'm just reading. A dentist found an ancient human jawbone embedded in his parents' tile floor. He's like looking around. He's like, that looks like a mandible.
Like were they pulling up the tile or something?
No, and I'm looking at the picture. So it looks like, and this is the sad state we're in the world. Washington Post reporters are like looking at Reddit.
And that's where they get their news. They're trying to get clicks.
Yeah, but it's pretty interesting. Like, because I'm looking at the picture, it's like this guy was looking at this, I don't know, you know, I'm just going to say sandstone because that's something I can think of, but it's probably
travertine.
Not that.
Yes.
But yeah, you're looking at it and he's like, that looks like a jawbone. But like, you know, back in the day, today people are disposable. Back in the day, people were very disposable.
Oh, yeah. Totally. You know, if they're building, and this happens occasionally, if they're building and they discover like remains or any kind of like fossils,
don't they have to dig everything up?
Yes, they got to stop and turn the job site into an archaeological site. So
I think this was in Europe, so different rules.
Yeah, that's true. I remember one time they were like building a shopping center across the street from my grandparents' neighborhood, and my grandpa went over and was like walking around where they were grading like on the weekend. And he found a megalodon tooth. I'm pretty sure. I could be getting the story wrong, but it's good. It's fine for the podcast. He found a megalodon tooth, and they had to like stop and like excavate the whole site. And the people that were building the shopping
center, they're like, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because they're fucking like, tooth.
We ignore that shit. We keep it going. Ed, I made one of the more insane, spontaneous decisions of my life this weekend. And I don't know what I'm going through, but there has to be something that's happening to me.
You decided to get pegged?
That's on the list. That could. I've yet to be pegged. I have yet to be pegged, but
I was just throwing it out there.
It's a pretty good guess, actually. Did Brian get pegged? Has Brian been pegged? No. The answer is no, but not off the table. I was running an errand. And I was going across the street and I walk up to the crosswalk and somebody's already standing there, a girl, a woman. And there's a whole bunch of people on the other side of the street and I'm standing there waiting and I see the light cycles through all the possibilities of the light and the crosswalk never turns green. And the woman that was already standing there walks past me and she pushes the button and I go, you let me down. And she's like, I thought you pushed it. And I'm like, well, you were here first.
And she's like, "Well, I thought those people across the street pushed it." And I was like,
"Wait a second.
No one pushed the button.
I didn't think those were actually attached to anything."
Yes. Yeah, me either. No. And you know how you come up there? You know how you're usually standing there and some jackass walks up and is furiously pushing the button and you're like, "Hey, dickhead, there's fucking 8 of us standing here. You'd think nobody pushed the button?"
I seriously was under the assumption that that was like just to make people feel good because it's going to turn green for the pedestrians. I didn't realize you had to press it.
Well, it doesn't always allow the pedestrian amount of time to cross the street is my understanding. So it will, of course the light will turn green that direction, but it won't, the little walking guy won't show up. The little green walking guy won't show up. I don't know. But the story continues. I start walking across the street, and this chick's walking. She's about 2 steps ahead of me, and she looks back and she goes, "I lost my sunglasses."
Oh boy!
And I go, "Okay." She seemed a little nuts. And I go, "Okay." And she goes, "I need to get some sunglasses." And I go, "I don't really know where you can do that around here." She goes, "I don't care how expensive they are." And I go, "I don't know." And she's like, "What about here?" And I go, "Definitely not there." And then she goes like this, Ed. She goes, "I'm smoking weed. Do you want some?" And she hands me her little vape thing. And Ed, I did not want some. I don't do that. I never.
Right.
I rarely smoke weed. And if I do.
It's not going to be with some stranger at the crosswalk.
Yes. It's the lightest. I make sure it's the lightest possible amount of weed, that the lowest THC, that it's barely tolerable. I take a small hit and I'm good until I maybe need another one. So she goes, "I'm smoking weed. Do you want some?" And she goes to hand me the vape. And you know what I say? I say yes.
Wow.
And I took it from her. And I even had a chance to punt on it because I go, "Does this have a button?" And she goes, "No, you just suck on it." And I go, "Okay."
And so wait, I don't even understand how vape, but like button. I don't even understand how that works.
Some of them have a button that you hold down.
Oh, I didn't know. I've only smoked weed. I've never smoked like vape weed.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I have, but I don't normally. And I don't know what I was thinking. I took a hit off this thing and then I handed it back to her. And then I walked about 3 steps and I regretted it. Like I regret when I was 13 years old and I broke the front teeth out of my mouth. Like that that's like, if I had to pick like one most regret other than that second marriage that you're all too familiar. Okay. Number one, the second marriage. Okay. That's the number one regret of my life. Okay. The breaking of the teeth. Number two. As you know, this is just off the top of my head.
My regret on your behalf.
Yes. Thank you.
Where the comedy death blows, yes. Sometimes delivered by that second man.
The long explanations. Just say the fucking headline and we'll tell the jokes, okay? So no, I regret that. Okay? I regret that. I shouldn't have done that. But number 3 on the list right now is taking a hit off this thing because I walked.
Were you all zonked out after that? Yes,
yeah. And it was, so here's the other thing, the strains. I'm very careful about what strains because I will never in my life touch a sativa strain of weed because that's the brain kind. I don't want to be thinking about like what a bad dad I am. Or how I have no money in my 401k. Like, I don't want, like, to go to those places. So and that's what happens when you have sativa. And, of course, that's what this was. And I took about 3 more steps. And I realized if I can even attempt this errand, I'm not going to be able to do it. So I turned back around and I went to leave. And I'm like, I got to ride this out. So I walked into a bar and sat down at the bar. And drank 2 IPAs to mellow myself out.
Wow.
And then I was like, fine. You know, I was okay to make it home. But then I got home and I'm like, and the other thing is like, I'm like, usually I'm like, luckily when you hit one of those little oil things, it doesn't last very long. That's the good part of them. You hit it, and then like 20 minutes later, it goes away. So I'm like, once I have two beers, I'm going to be good because it's going to wear off. I'm home. It's like 3.5 hours later, and I'm still sitting. I'm sitting on the couch going, why do I feel like this? I hate this. I want this to be over. Why am I in this right now? I shouldn't be in this. And what was I thinking? And I told my chick about it, and she's like, were you trying to get hepatitis? And I'm like, I know. Right.
I know. You're putting your mouth on something. You don't know. Yeah. This is my potluck dinner thing.
I don't
want to know what people are up to.
Yes. I don't. I think I want to be like, I'm a Mr. Weed guy over. Like, I don't know what I was thinking because I didn't want to do that. And I did it. And I regretted it instantly. And I regret it to this minute. It was horrible.
Not going to lie. I love that you did it. But it's a bad decision. It's a bad decision. It just is.
It was horrible. And then I part ways with the chick, right? Then I'm drinking the two beers, and I feel like a flurry of activity, and I look behind me, and this crazy bitch is walking around the bar that I'm at. And I'm like,
you guys go into the bar together?
No, she went, she had long left my presence. I went to the bar, and then a few minutes later, she's there, like walking around, like engaging with other people. And I just looked straight at the bartender. I was like, okay, don't notice me. And I did. Luckily, I didn't re-encounter her because she probably had some more bad intentions for me other than the poison that she tricked me into willingly taking. What was I thinking?
It's crazy. That's a wild ride.
It's crazy. Okay, here's one more thing. You know how everybody's signed me up for all these fucking emails?
Yeah. You're getting Shenyun'd.
Yeah, I got Shenyun. I got my Patriot Supply. I got the Pittsburgh area nudists, where there's nude bowling events in Pittsburgh and nude trivia.
Yeah.
Which would be like, I know you're good too. I'm pretty good at trivia, but it is kind of like, it would be a pretty serious psych out situation if I'm like trying to think of the answer and I'm looking over and there's a fat guy with like a micro peen just like barely sticking out of the bush. And I'd be like, Muhammad Ali, Sonny List. And I would just wouldn't be able to think of it. Like that. I think that would be a good psych out technique, but this is a new one that I've received. May is masturbation month. As Rain City Jacks ramps up to the end of our season, culminating in the big anniversary event in June, we're recognizing masturbation month with three unique events and giving away goodies from our friends at Bader Balm at every May event. Celebrate self-pleasuring with the biggest jack-off club on the West Coast this May. Celebrate your penis every day. Okay, so here's the events they have in May, Ed. Let me know if you want to go to one of these.
Okay. This is in Pittsburgh?
No, this is Rain City Jacks. It's Seattle's premiere.
It's
another one that I've been signed up for. May 5th, the Sunday Countdown. By popular demand, the signature Rain City Jacks Come Together event countdown will be presented on a Sunday afternoon for the first time. CUM times, two group orgasms, 100 smiling masturbators. Okay, so that's one you could go to. That's pretty good, Ed. Everybody's gonna.
I'm not a fan of smiling during sexual acts. I know some people. I don't. Yeah. I always hated. This is the ancient days before there was online porn. Yeah. I hated when you would see a pose and the chick was smiling.
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't like the smile. I wanted to be in the moment, not somebody smiling. Are you laughing at me? What are you doing?
I don't remember the name of the movie, but it was a classic that made the rounds around my friends. Mm-hmm. One time I was drunk and I was in a like porno shop in Phoenix, Arizona. And look, I'm not proud of this. But I grabbed a VHS and I shoplifted it. I shoved it down in my pants and I left. And yeah. Then it was a classic. I can't remember what it was called, but it was like, it was, you know, in the 90s was a tough time for porno because you'd look at the box and you'd be like, oh, this is a good one. Then you get it home and yeah. It wasn't. And I remember, so the theme of it was like strip club based, and like one of the girl, and there were two girls, and one of the girls was like the main girl and the other girl was like trying to get like also be like one of the top strippers at the strip club. And there was a point where one girl, her, the friend is like fucking the boyfriend, and she walks in on him, and he looks over at her and he smiles and he goes, and I'm doing it right now. He licked his lips and like, he looked right at the camera yeah. and smiled at her.
Like that's his lips. And it's, that's less realistic. That's less realistic than like Superman appearing.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. It's, like if you looked over and smiled and the chick's like, well, I'm going to join in. Like that would never happen.
No, of course not. But it's the lick lipping. That's it. It's the smile. Yeah. It's the smile.
The Euro Rusty Griswold move when he was trying to pick up the chicks on the Eiffel Tower.
Yes. Okay. Hold on. There's two more events at Rain City Jacks. Let's see if you're into these. May 16th. Thursday Jacks. We haven't held a Thursday night event since 2009.
What?
15 years later, we're grabbing this odd night to shake things up.
You know what it was?
Yeah.
What? Back then, yeah. Thursday nights were must-see TV. And so they would get so fired up and watching the episode of Frasier. Yeah. They're like, let's go out and jack off. What? That was their thing.
Well, now, but what about... Maybe because the games are so bad, they're like, oh, we don't want to watch Al Michaels. Let's throw together a Thursday night Jacks. You know, like, nobody wants to have to deal to look at Chris Collinsworth on a Thursday night. So they're going to go to Seattle's premier men's masturbation club. Okay.
Right.
Here's one more. May 21st, boot date. Another throwback to the aughts. We're hosting a boot themed event. Wear boots in the play space and you could win a free pass to your next Rain City Jacks event.
What do you mean free pass? Do they charge per event?
Oh, Ed, we've done this before. You pay a membership.
Right.
And then I think it's like also $10. You got to be a member first and foremost. And then it's like $5 or $10 or $20 each to go to the thing. It costs. Who's collecting the money? But I mean, you got to pay for the space, right? Now we know they don't have a dedicated space.
I hope they wear rubber gloves when they're collecting the money.
I think so. And now hold on. They're all wearing boots. Now, normally boots, they go, your pants go over your boots. But the thing about boots,
unless these are like thigh high boots. Like yeah, go-go boots.
I'm picturing cowboy boots.
I would think so. I'm just saying, like, because
the thing is that cowboy boots are made to come off your feet easily if you get thrown by the horse. You know, so you don't break your ankle. The cowboy boots come right off.
To give you a little boost if you're the governor of Florida and they're trying to get a little lift.
Right. Yeah. Or Sly Stallone. That's a good one.
Right.
But now, if you're not wearing the pants over them. Those boots are just like a big receptacle. This is a big open area, and there's going to be fluids. People are going to be expelling fluids all over the place, and that's going to get caught in your boots. I feel like that would be hazardous. Could ruin your boots. I don't think anybody wants that.
The old boot and rally.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another one. Here's another boot and rally. Here's another one. Oh, this is a big one. We might have to go up there. Save the date. The anniversary event. RCJXIX. That's 19, right?
Sure. Bowls have taught me anything. It's how to read Roman numerals.
It's the 19th anniversary of Rain City Jacks. June 4th is the day we're gearing up for the biggest group jack-off party of our history.
Beautiful.
You'll hear more in the coming weeks, so just save the date
And do they go? Do they go the extra mile? And when they say the coming weeks, they say they spelled C-U-M.
They didn't, but they did in the earlier one. You're gonna hate this though, Ed. You'll hear more in the coming weeks. So just save the date and save a load! Don't
dropping loads.
Don't miss the masturbation celebration of the year. Quickly, an important consent reminder, Ed. All members are required to obtain consent before touching others. Never grab a dick at Rain City Jacks without first asking, may I? Watch for red wristbands because that means don't touch me. I bet you there's not many red wristbands there, Ed. I bet.
Yeah. When they're like doing the reorders for stuff, they're like, well, we need more Clorox wipes. We need this and that. And they're like, wow, we still have a full crate of red wristbands.
Yeah, finding a red wristband is like finding a black Republican. I mean, they're out there, they exist, but there's not just one on every street.
There's only so many Tim Scotts in that thing.
Exactly. So thank you to whoever enrolled me in the updates from Rain City Jack, Seattle's premier masturbation club. I wouldn't have known what was going on in the jack off club circuit, and I'm glad I do now. Ed, let's talk about who died.
Just tell us who was dead now. Just tell us who was dead now. It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daly has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died?
Tell me who died.
Who died? Who died?
Ed, who died?
Thankfully, only one, although it is a tragic update.
Yeah.
A boxer named Artie Ndembo, 27 years old, from a head injury suffered during a match, I believe, in South Florida. He was in the medically induced coma and then didn't make it out. Awful.
This is a real Dooku Kimming, right? Like, was he?
Yes. Yeah. Like, yeah. Boom Boom Mancini.
Yeah. And then, there was that other guy, Gerald McClellan.
Yeah.
Who took a savage beating and then probably, unfortunately for him, he did not die. And I believe he continues to live in the whatever state he was put in in a boxing match.
And also Butch's opponent in Pulp Fiction.
Right.
Didn't even lace up the gloves. The fix was in, so he's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Butch tuned him up.
Yeah, Butch had laid money all over town. A 27-year-old. Wait, was it Gerald McClellan? I don't want to be wrong.
That sounded familiar to me.
Yeah.
So,
hold on. Gerald McClellan. I don't want to be wrong. Yeah.
Severe brain injury suffered. Yeah,
nearly
blind to death.
Yeah, very sad. Okay, let's see what happened to this Artie Ndembo guy. 27-year-old heavyweight boxer died Thursday, 3 weeks after he suffered a vicious knockout loss. He was a perfect 8-0 in his career, was brutally knocked out by his opponent Nestor Santana while competing in a team combat league fight. Look, there's a lot of sketchy organizations out there, and was left unconscious in the ring. This is on the referee.
Like, yeah,
you got to know when this is happening. Anyway, very sad for him and his family. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, tell me, what is happening in the world of sports this week?
Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill confirms he now has 10 kids.
He's 30. That's so many kids.
I'm going to see if the article shows how many. Four different women. It was thought he had six with four different women. He has two. Last year, he had two paternity suits. Third woman is claiming she had a child with him.
I mean, he's
going for that Bob Marley record.
Yeah, he could be. I mean, he's definitely about to pass
Cromartie,
who, what did he get up to? 13. Remember, Cromartie had twins after he was vasectomized.
And he had Irish twins with two different women.
He had three three-year-olds. Yeah, that was. That was a tough, like, this gets expensive. Tyreek Hill has appeared to confirm that he has as many as, oh, it could be more, 10 children in a new interview reflecting on his journey to the top of the NFL. The 30-year-old Miami Dolphins wide receiver, considered by many to be the fastest player in the NFL, faced two paternity suits last year while a third woman told DailyMail.com that she also had a child with him. Hill also has three children from a previous relationship with ex-fiancee Crystal Espinal, meaning he had up to six children from four women. But in a new interview on the Million...
Just waste a couple in the dirt.
I like that he's bragging about it. But in a new interview on the Million Dollars Worth of Game YouTube channel, he didn't deny claims that the overall number is much higher. Hill was asked by one of the hosts, "You play offense, but off the field, you're the all-time leading tackler. You got 10 kids. You're just a family man." He bowed his head, and while he didn't confirm the figure, he didn't reject the number 10 either, causing the hosts, rapper Gilly Da King and influencer Wallow267, to burst out laughing. Wow. Hill, who has a couple of his sons playing in the background throughout the interview, says, "Yeah, man, I grew up in the South."
Oh.
"I'm from fucking Costa Mesa. What's that got to do with anything? I know about pulling out. They don't know about pulling out in the South. It's undefeated."
Where is Tyree? He went to Oklahoma State before he kicked the shit out of his girlfriend. Kicked out.
Yeah.
And then
I'm gonna guess he's from like South Carolina. He's probably from Florida. You see my boys running around here. It don't matter how many kids I have. A lot of people won't be able to say Tyreek don't take care of his kids, though. I think that's the biggest thing. I wish all of them would been here. All my kids love coming to the game and stuff like that. Sometimes it could be so hard for me to mentally lock in because he's thinking about fucking all the time because I've got daughters too. You know how daughters be. They want to be daddy's girl. They want to be held and tough like that. Okay.
He's from Pearson, Georgia, which where is Atlanta?
Atlanta's like in the bottom right, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Atlanta's, I don't think it's that far from.
Yeah.
Florida. No. I'm wrong. Atlanta, Georgia, and Pearson. Yeah. Wait, this is showing Atlanta. It's like way higher.
Oh, what? It is? What the fuck do I know?
Yeah. Pearson, Georgia looks like it's in the middle of nowhere.
Out there. Yep. So then maybe they don't know about pulling out there.
Maybe they didn't get that textbook.
Yeah, they probably didn't. You know, all I'm seeing here, I believe Jay Stu might have started a meme during the draft. Have you seen this? He's definitely taking credit for it. He sent me many texts about it. This guy, the Chargers drafted this guy, Joe Alt from Notre Dame.
Notre Dame tackle.
Yeah. And his girlfriend, who's, look, there might be an upgrade coming. That's all I'll say. Now he's in the NFL, but well, hey, it's fine. To each his own. His girlfriend had like she wasn't aware that he'd been drafted yet. So she just kind of like looks dumbfounded at the camera. And I believe Jay Stu captured that moment.
Oh, and I'm maybe looking at it.
Yeah. Maybe he wasn't the only one.
Oh, but
yeah.
Yeah. Daily Mail. I'm looking at it.
Yeah. Jay Stu. Yeah. That's what I'm looking at. Yeah. Jay Stu. He's so proud of it that he went viral. But like, he was kind of on to it because we were doing the Bachelor Lifestyle. And if anybody hasn't checked out the Bachelor Lifestyle, new episode dropping this week with special guest Rich Davis of Covino and Rich. But it was during the draft that we recorded it. And he's like, hey, look at this thing. And he sent me a picture, or he sent me like a video that he made. Like, he was right on it. He's like, I think this is going to go viral. And then he tweeted it, and it did, because it is kind of a funny picture. She got memed. She got memed. Funny. Yeah, she got memed.
She just has a look like, yeah. Whoa.
She got memed via Jay Stu, which is very funny. Okay, what else is going on?
Reggie Bush finally got his Heisman back after 14 years.
Yeah, I mean, because some dude called Mike Michaels gave his parents a house. And also, he had an Impala with rims on it. And they're like, you can't do that. So you can't have a Heisman trophy.
Because, it was just such a weird, yeah. The whole like OJ stuff, that OJ didn't have to give up his Heisman years before Reggie Bush had to. So like, it was known OJ was OJ and he didn't have to give it back. Yeah. But Reggie Bush, they're like, no, we got to draw a line.
You know who should have to give it back is Gino Toretta.
Oh, yeah, because he threw balls into the crowd sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. And who was – there was somebody else.
He was 35 years old.
He was 35 years old. He was balding. He won the Heisman Trophy. And who did he win it over? Like Marshall Faulk or somebody. Like,
yes.
Like Marshall Faulk was like having – I think Marshall Faulk is probably the best college football player I ever saw.
I remember watching like late night tuning into that ESPN whack –
Yes.
Game, and you're like, this guy is running for 400 yards. He was amazing.
Yes. He was incredible. So Gino Toretta, I don't know if he took any cars or anything or houses. He probably did, crab legs, whatever. I don't care. But he should, just on principle, he should have to return it because someone else was more deserving. That's all.
Let me just see. The 92 Heisman finalists.
Finalists, yep. Tell me.
Voting.
Okay.
Voting. Okay. Yeah. So Toretta came in first.
Yep.
He had double the points of Faulk. And then a close third was Garrison Hurst, Georgia running back.
Oh, Garrison Hurst. He had a long career in the NFL. Garrison Hurst was a monster.
Yeah. He was a stud.
Yeah. Both much better players than, but you know, they
nobody tuned in like, that yeah. My those Miami teams were great, but he was just like the old dad quarterback, like unreal. Nobody tuned into a game to watch him. Yeah,
even Mrs. Toretta was like, "How's your game, son?" And he's like, "Oh, did you see? I threw three touchdowns and four interceptions." And she goes, "Well, no, I was watching Marshall Faulk because they were playing Wyoming."
Yeah, much more entertaining. Anyway, Bush deserved to get it back.
I agree. Although Reggie Bush. Recently, I don't know what he's up to. I think he does TV. It's fine.
He's on the Fox college
show. I've seen him. I did see, not that, maybe like a year ago, there was like a viral, clip of him on Instagram making a hole in one. That was the fakest fucking thing I've ever seen. That guy did not make a hole in one. It's a fucking bullshit.
Wait, there's a viral
Like he made a hole in one, and it was like yeah, that kind of went viral, the video of him making a hole in one, and it was he was paid obviously to like promote whatever golf clubs or whatever. There was something to it. I don't remember, but it was fake. That shit was fake as fuck. And that's just bad juju pretending you made a hole in one when you didn't. So I'm more mad about that than Mike Michaels. And also, how are you going to look? I talk a lot about people hoarding first names around here. How are you going to do deals with a dude? You're doing a secret deal in college with a dude called Mike Michaels.
Right. That sounds like it sounds like a trap.
Exactly. Yeah. It sounds like you're getting set the fuck up.
Yeah.
Mike Michaels.
Get out of here.
Yeah. You think that guy's going to make good on his debts, Mike Michaels?
Save first names for the rest of us. Save the one name for the most common name of names.
Number one most common name of all, Mike Michaels. He's got both versions right there. Hoarding them.
Horrible.
Son of a bitch.
The good news is this guy didn't participate in our sad segment. The bad news is YouTuber Anthony Vella fell 85 feet in a paraglider crash, suffered a broken neck, back, and arm. I can just tell you, like, you know, hot air balloon crash.
Yeah.
You are never going to find. I may break my neck, back, and arm.
Yeah.
But it would be in like a car accident. Yes. It will never be in a paraglider crash.
I have to tell you, where I live, there's a hill. There's a hill right near where I live, kind of where I see those baby snakes that I take pictures of.
Yikes.
And it's a known hill, and it's basically a meeting place for budding pedophiles, because I look over there and you see a lot of dudes flying remote control planes, gliders. And look, this might be your hobby, and if it is, that's fine, but just let me just so you know, the rest of us think you're sus, okay? Like,
hey, we love you, but you're a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, I'm sure you're one of the good ones, but that dude next to you is on a watch list, okay? Yeah. Like, see that ankle monitor? Not an accident. So, but also in that same place, they fly these things, and you can hear them buzzing around because they got like little fans on the back. And they basically, it's like a parachute with a motor. So they run and jump off a hill, and they go, bzzz, and I look up and I go, I wonder what the odds are that that's a white guy. What are the chances that that's a white guy up there flying around? It's probably a pretty high likelihood. And every day, I got to be honest, kind of hoping that we get an Anthony Vella situation, because also they go right over a road and they're up there buzzing. And I'm like, one of these days, one of these dudes is going to end up in the middle of Alicia Parkway with a broken neck and all these other things broken. And look,
it's going to be like the WKRP Thanksgiving episode.
God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Right.
I'm not gonna be like openly like, all right, over there, like clapping. Look, I'm gonna pretend to be sad, but secretly I'm gonna be smiling, because you have a stupid hobby, okay? And you have more money than sense. Go do something good with your life. Don't fucking fly around the hill by my house in your stupid machine and get your, because eventually you're going to get your neck broken and all the other things this guy broke. There's video of it. I'm not going to watch this.
No, I don't want to watch, but like, it's a really dumb idea.
Yeah. Oh, this happened in Texas. Check it out. Anthony Vella filmed himself recently enjoying a motorized paraglide ride in Texas when something went terribly wrong, resulting in the internet personality plummeting to the ground. Anthony screams out in pain before calling out to Siri on his phone to call 911. You know what? I never Siri. I never, hey Siri. I don't think I have it turned on. I would not think that I could just, hey, Siri 911 from my phone. I would be like, with all my broken limbs, I'd be like trying to use my toes and shit to do the code to try to get to 911. And I'm like, oh, I can't using my elbow, like to try to do, to try to get the 911 dialed, but no.
Yeah, I don't know why. I never do the Hey Siri thing.
I never do.
I have one of those things monitoring my presence in my home, and I do the Alexa thing every once in a while, like what's the weather outside or whatever. But but I never do Hey Siri.
My kids. Oh,
wait.
What?
She's.
What?
No.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, she heard you. She heard
she
you.
She did. She heard
hey,
me.
Hey Siri, that bitch.
You know how, like, when you have that conversation, you get the pop-up ads. Yeah. Oh, why? I was never talking about going to Canada. Like, it just comes up.
No, that's some weird shit. Like, I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit. My kids, Hey Siri shit all the time. Hey Siri, what's, just like you're saying, what's the weather? Or, like, just random fat, you know, what's the population of Manila? You know, they'll, like, they'll just, like, throw shit out there. And I'm like, I never think to do that. I type shit out. I Google phone numbers, all that kind of shit. Anyway, not to this guy's fucked. Like if you get he fell 9 stories, but obviously because he didn't die, like the parachute must have kind of worked a little bit.
Yeah, it just was a big thump.
Yeah. And I mean, he's real fucked up. And look. I don't want to see any fucking GoFundMes. Okay? This one's on you. Because I'm seeing here, he only had 24,000 followers. So,
right,
he's not making enough money. This is, we're not talking Mr. Beast over here, okay? Who's got enough money to?
Who has like a shitty hamburger chain or something?
He does. But he does.
Well, I remember there was buzz because there's this massive mall right by like the where like the Meadowlands where MetLife Stadium is.
Yeah, where they buried Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah, there's this like massive mall that took like 20 years to build and the like unfinished project and then it was built and it's like apparently great, but I entered this 10 years ago. Yeah. I have zero desire to ever go to some like huge Mall of America type thing.
Parking.
But I remember Mr. Beast has his own like burger joint there and my family has been to that mall and I was like, well, I'm never going to go there, even though it's like seriously 5 miles as the crow flies from my house. Like it's really close, but I'm never going there.
Go there, do your Christmas shopping.
Yeah. Never.
Maybe get one of those, hot pretzel. I don't even know, like, cause malls are so sad these days.
Yeah. They're not quite Best Buy, but they're close.
Yeah. It is. It's a lot.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I'd still fuck with an Auntie Anne's Aunt Annie's pretzels. Those are pretty good.
Oh, hot pretzel. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Come on.
Some mustard.
Yeah. Fucking yeah.
Tons
yeah.
of salt. Tons of salt. Fresh hot out of the thing.
Speaking of salt, I was at the bagel place yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You got a salt bagel?
No.
Oh.
But the person behind me goes, do you have salt bagels? And the guy like takes a little tissue paper, lifts it up, and then he goes, honey, is that too much salt for you? And she's like, yeah, that's too much salt. And I'm thinking, you fucking asked for a salt bagel? Like they have 9, 10, 12 other varieties. You asked for the salt bagel. He lifts it up and it's like, oh, that's too much salt. What? Then don't order a fucking salt bagel, you weirdo.
Yeah, then you don't like salt bagels because it's supposed to have salt.
So just get a plain bagel that doesn't have all the salt on it.
Well, salt bagel sounds really good right now. I thought you were going to say that there was some Californian in there and they asked for it scooped out. Can you get that scooped?
I got to say, there's zero chance anyone in this bagel shop would like even comply. They'd be like, what is that?
Yeah. Well, not only is it stupid and embarrassing and just don't even get a bagel, but then I was hearing somebody talk about it the other day. I think it might have been on my good buddy Travis Rogers' talk show. That's where I get most of my information. I think they were saying that the scooping saves like a grand total of like 70 calories.
Right. And 70 of the best calories of the bagel.
Yeah. I rarely get a bagel, but when I do, it is fucking gone so quickly that I'm immediately.
You're going to take some out of it?
I'm immediately so sad and also disgusted with myself where I'm like, how did I eat that so quickly? I'm like, there was a bagel here, a full bagel
right
here.
I'm like
90 seconds ago.
I'm like a piranha in an 80s film where you dip the cow in the piranha tank and
yes,
it just.
Yeah, just a skeleton. Yes. Yeah. So depressed. And so what? I want less bagel. And look, if I'm having a bagel, it's usually I want to indulge. You know, if I don't want to indulge, then I'm going to have some egg whites.
Today's
a bagel day.
But that's my, and I get some people, weirdos, like the taste. But when I see someone ordering a diet soda, I'm very confused by it because it's like, you could just have water.
Yeah.
Or if you want soda, have soda. But like diet soda is just like bad tasting soda.
Yeah. I used to work for this guy who was addicted to Diet Coke. And he would, so you probably don't know.
Did he also rollerbladed?
He might have, honestly.
Yeah.
You probably don't know this. There's many different flavors of Diet Coke.
I did not know that. I thought there was one, and it was like I had it at my grandmother's house when I was eight, disgusting. And it was terrible.
Disgusting. No, and he would buy all the flavors because there's like lime. Because he would go, hey, we need Diet Coke. Can you go to the store? And I go, yeah. And I go get him his Diet Cokes, and I'd buy cases of them. And it was like case of lemon, case of lime, case of vanilla. Okay, you know, regular, and this fucking guy, he would probably drink. This is at the office where I masturbated to the Paris Hilton night vision porno.
Sure.
It was only three of them. No, Rick Solomon.
Ray J was Kardashian. Yeah.
So this is there. And so, it was just a couple of us worked there. It was like a little boutique PR firm. And so, and it was three of us and we sat at like drafting tables. And so he was like, we're like back to back. He was behind me. And this fucking guy would drink Diet Coke all day and he'd drink it out of the can, Ed. And it was.
No.
Also, they would listen to Top 40 radio. So I would come in, I'd get there first. And this is when Howard Stern, this is like in the 90s. This is when Howard Stern was on the radio. So I'd get there. And I'd turn on Howard Stern and I'd be listening to it and they would come in and the other two guys fucking hated Howard Stern. So they would immediately, they're like, can I turn this off? And I'd be like, oh yeah, sure. You know, sure. And they would turn it on. I swear to God, Ed, they would turn it on to like the Britney Spears. And these were like guys, married guys with wives. They would turn
with
it
beards.
On the Britney Spears station. And they would just play the Britney Spears station the whole day, all day long. Just Britney Spears and whatever else was out at the time, which I don't remember.
Top 40 radio is crazy to me. Like, so when I was a lifeguard in college, the little guardhouse had a little shitty radio that would just was like set to Top 40 radio. And I would, you know, when it was like a shitty weather day, I would just read a book, but like the Top 40 radio was always playing and it feels like it's like top eight radio. You just hear the same songs over and over again. And this, when I was a lifeguard, it was the peak Dave Matthews time. And so I think that's why I hate Dave Matthews. Like
also maybe, the music. Yeah.
No, but like irrationally so versus other artists. Because I heard fucking Ants Marching in these songs so many times. Like, one lifeguard shift, and I would hear Ants Marching, I don't know, 18 times. It was terrible.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. It's the same eight songs all day long. Horrible.
Horrible.
What else is going on, Ed?
Not horrible.
Oh.
A singer named Olivia O'Brien went viral this weekend. She was sitting near courtside at a Lakers game, and she showed off some real upper body strength.
Oh.
And overnight, her Instagram follower numbers soared. So she posted this message. Hello to all my new followers after my viral boob moment, O'Brien said on Sunday. While I still have you here, go stream my new song. Now, I don't think anyone was tempted to actually listen to the music, but I kind of respect her going viral.
And we had
a story month ago or something during a Steph Curry shot where they photoshopped her out. But if you want to get noticed, be a hot chick courtside.
Sit right behind that
show off the guns
orders table. Yep. This chick has a set of all set. I mean, I'm seeing this. It kind of reminds me.
And if you scroll down, she's got like Instagram. Like she's got a whole Instagram thing.
Yep. What's this? Olivia O'Brien. This kind of reminds me of the in Scrooged when they're putting together the Christmas special and they got the solid gold dancers.
You can kind of see
the nipples.
You can hardly see them nipples.
Yeah. Like it's kind of like that. Like, just good for her. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Obviously,
I'm never going to applaud her for using everything she's got.
Yep. She's really maximizing her gifts, and everyone should do that.
Right. If you're going to be objectified, use it to your advantage.
Yeah. Oh, these boat shots. Oh. She's got ass too, Ed.
There's also ass.
She's got both things. She's got the tits and ass.
Good for her. I hope her career soars. I just know I'm not into pop music, so I'm not into it, but like, good for her. I hope she makes all the money and is on the radio.
100%. She owns quite a few bathing suits. She likes to go on boats. Appears to be in Mexico. Good lighting. Huge fan.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Would. Congrats.
Yes.
Joel Embiid was super mad that lots of Knicks fans showed up in Philly for game 4 of their series. It's not okay. I didn't really care about him that much. He's gone full wrestling heel. He on the ground twisted one of the Knicks' ankles and he's been out for a couple of games. Like he went full goon against the Knicks and you're just down the turnpike. It's really not that far. And I saw an update that like they didn't sell out. And so the Knicks showed up and they drown out the Sixers fans and
Philly's bitch.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. Like
they love their booing. They love this, but like, guess what? Your fans suck.
This reminds me of the San Diego Padres. They have a thing where you have to prove if they're playing the Dodgers, only when they're playing the Dodgers, you have to prove that you have a local zip code.
Really?
Yes, to buy a ticket. Because if you go to Petco Park when they're playing the Dodgers, I'm going to be generous and say it's 50-50. It's half Dodgers fan, and really, it's probably more like 60-40 Dodgers Padres when you go down there. And so they have to. And look, y'all are bitches. Like that doesn't happen at Dodger Stadium.
I get it. I get it. Smaller clubs or whatever, but like sure. Philly likes to think of themselves as like a big sports town. Yes. So pathetic. Padres, like San Diego versus LA. I get it. And
whole county down there, Ed. There's plenty of people to fill 40,000 seats.
I will never go to an Orioles Yankees game at Camden Yards for that reason because it becomes Yankee Stadium South. I don't like it. There's just too many people, Yankee fans.
Yeah.
But like, I get it.
Fuck the Yankee fans.
But when you're a smaller club, fine. But Philly likes to think of themselves as fucking. They had the reigning MVP, and it was deafening for the Knicks. It was was wonderful. Now, I'm going tomorrow night. Hopefully they clinch.
Yeah, I was gonna say
they're up 3-1. They're up 3-1, and I'm going to game 5. So I'm excited.
Knicks are putting it on them, which good. Fuck Philly.
Panthers owner David Tepper.
Oh, yeah.
Stops into restaurant over let the coach and GM pick this year draft sign.
Yeah. This guy, what was the thing? He spit on somebody or he threw a drink on somebody. Yes.
We've done stories about him. So he got the team because Jerry Richardson was grabby.
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't that he was doing the like the slap ass
squeezing around the office. There was a lot of lawsuits.
And then this guy takes over and he can't help himself. He's throwing beers on people. Like he's acting like very uncool.
What is his do we know his business? I'm gonna guess some kind of like mortgage banking.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Like okay. Yeah. I'm going to. Okay. Yeah. Oh, he looks like a real douche. Yes. Okay. He's worth 20.6. Oh, his birthday is September 11th, 1957. Oh, wow. So that's pretty funny that every year on his birthday, people are like, think of what a bummer today is.
No, it sucks. Really? I know a couple people with that birthday and really just ruined
my in-laws. I remember that was their anniversary, September 11th. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Very sad. Okay. He's, yeah. This is the most boring, but obvious.
Tell me.
Global hedge fund.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Appaloosa course. Management, Miami Beach hedge fund.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds about right. Look, the owner of your team is a piece of shit. If you have a team, you know, if you root for a team, the guy that owns it is likely a piece of shit. But like, how do you get this successful? And like Elon Musk, good example. He's on there like arguing with people on Twitter.
Like, so I can remember Dan Snyder, who just was forced to sell the Commanders.
Because they made a rule. They're like, no one under 5'6 can own a team. And he's like, fuck, are you kidding? Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. I only missed it by 6 inches. He got his money during that 90s.com boom. So he never like managed people and like ran a successful company. He just hit at the absolute right time. So he didn't know how to run an organization. So I can see some of that. But like, you're running a major hedge fund. You've got stacks upon stacks. Yep. And you don't know how to be like, you know, not getting baited by a sign in a window or an opposing fan that you have to throw a drink on. Like this guy.
Yeah.
Real bitch behavior.
I would be like, if I had $20 billion, I would be like, I don't want to know any information about me. Like no one, if you bring me information about me from some other source, you're fired. I don't care. Here's what I want to do. I want to be left alone.
I want to own the team and have fun.
Yeah. I want to be serviced. I want to go to my box and enjoy the games. I want to put the right people in charge. I want everybody to be paid very well, very handsomely.
But I get it. If you're worth $60 billion, like, sure, own a sports team and have fun with it.
Yep.
But this dude is, like, very bitch about it.
Yeah, like, say what you will about – I'm not going to be able to remember his name. The dude that owns the Clippers that's neurodivergent.
No, Donald. Ballmer.
Yes, Steve Ballmer. I'd be like him. Now, sure.
He's having special. A little too much fun.
Yeah, he's special. You know, I saw something, you know, he's the richest owner and like by like this, he's like
40 by a country mile.
And the second richest owner. Like that's how rich he is. He's so rich. And look, he seems to enjoy it. Like they just built a new building. He's really fired up that it's got like the most bathrooms, which is kind of nice. You walk there's
the old Yankee Stadium.
Oh my god.
If you had to piss, you were missing 3 innings.
Yeah. Yep. The Jack Murphy Stadium, Qualcomm Stadium, San Diego, where I once took a piss next to Sean White, but I didn't realize it was Sean
and
White.
And you were heading there when you saw Tool Time in a leather duster.
That's right. That is right. Yeah. That might have been the same day. Honestly, it might have been the same day on an 80-degree day. He was wearing a leather jacket, and he came. came in the bar car. It was also when the bar car was completely full of Amish people eating box lunches, standing. I'm standing there drinking a beer with my buddy Kendall. And then the fucking door opens.
And Buzz Lightyear shows up in a leather duster.
TV's Tim Allen. It's 95 degrees outside. TV's Tim Allen walks up in a leather jacket and orders a water and then walks out. And me and my buddy are just looking at each other like, is this what planet are we on? We're completely surrounded by the Amish in San Diego on a train. And here's Tim Allen. Yeah, it might have been. Oh. You couldn't piss there. You like same problem. You would have like there were just did people. You know what I noticed? You know how I like. Well, you might not know this. I like vintage clothing. I like to go and like find something that's just no one else could have this because it's from the 70s. But here's the problem. Back in the 1970s, there were no man-sized people. Like there's everything is like an 1970s extra large is like a small to medium
feet.
Yeah. Yeah. These days it's just like I can never find vintage clothes that fit my girth. You know, I just got too much body for this shit. Similarly,
your quads were too much for that pair of jeans.
That's true. That I sold to the Fast and Furious director. So, similarly, do they have much larger bladder control, or they just weren't drinking so much suds back in the day? They just like sip one suds the whole game, and now we're having like six or seven.
Yeah,
having a piss more.
When I went to Maryland, Coalfield House was this historic, like that's it was like a great basketball venue that like in terms of being famous and kind of cool looking.
Lefty Drizel, we just learned about recently, passed away. Yep.
Yeah, it had, first of all, it had like a short wall where you could be pissing and staring into the eyes of the guy pissing across from you.
Oh, I remember these.
And also, on top of that, there was no air conditioning. And people got all nostalgic about this place. I'm like, it was the middle of winter, so you'd show up in a, you know, heavy clothing and a coat, and it would be 100 degrees in there.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, the good old days. Like, no, it needed to be upgraded.
Remember the round? Remember there used to be, you used to piss in the round certain places. There'd be a big round trough in the middle of the room.
Like you're playing come on a cracker with these people. What are you doing?
It's an impromptu version of Rain City Jacks. It's like, hey, let's all look at each other's dicks. Like, let's have our dicks out. And it's actually literally impossible not to look at another guy's dick because it's just, you're in a circle of dicks.
Right.
Literal circle of dicks. Okay. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And it's even worse than ish. His faults are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's met well in Gardenia.
Ed, what? Oh, let's do some voicemails.
Hey, ballers, Katie Shady here. Ed, hey, I'm sorry to hear about your colonoscopy.
Oh, Katie Shady, by the way, she's gotten a new plunge pool installed at her palatial digs in the Queen City, Cincinnati. And I'm very jealous. She sent me some pictures. She was floating this weekend. The husband.
So Motor Pub is doing well.
Oh, yeah. They're successful people. Also, she sells like every house. Like you can't buy a house in Cincinnati without Katie Shady getting a taste.
Right? They got to pay. They got to pay tribute to Katie.
That's right. She gets a piece. And so they've installed a plunge pool and it looks delightful. I mean, they're going to need to stock the pad with Miller Lite and get me out there maybe this summer, although it's Might be too hot. But that, I guess that's what the pool's for.
I had to have one last year, so I know how much it sucks. The prep is definitely the worst part.
Hey, Katie, Shady, what are you doing? What are you doing here? What's going on?
We're going down a dark road.
Yeah, literally. What's going on my talk show? You're just. Oh, hey, I had a camera up my ass last year, and also here, and now I'm gonna describe the prep. How about I talk about the prep?
How I had to clean out.
Yes, yes, yeah. Ed, don't make it worse. You're making it worse. I went to this thing yesterday. You would hate this. There was like a vintage. There's this big vintage market that they do every year here in Dana Point, California. I went last year and it was hell. And I would never go.
You say vintage market, is this like antique stuff?
Yeah, it's like okay. Stalls. You know, people bring shit and they sell it, but it's like curated, you know? And then it's like
old jewelry.
Yes. And it's like high end and records and like hats and, you know, and it's like clothing and it's furniture. So they have it all like set up and there's barely any fucking room to walk. And it was horrible, but I went to go see a band that I like. I went by myself and I get there and I made the move. I just parked far away and just walked. Cause you know, I like to walk. I didn't want to look for parking. I walk into this place. And the conversations people are having, like I'm walking through the crowd. One of the first words I heard was diarrhea. And they're like, oh yeah, I really was. And I'm like, you know, there's 1,000 people within the sound of your voice. You just tell like, what have we no shame anymore that you're talking about your bowel issues in public? Used to be a time where we keep that to ourselves. And here I am a stranger being invited into your world. And now here I am on a podcast and Katie Shady's inviting us into the world of her colonoscopy. What's here?
And where I live, they make sure that they get you in super early because you can't eat and all that. And then after I was done with mine, I had the worst thing ever said to me ever, which was, your colon was very, very clean. Thank you very much. Luckily, I was still super high on anesthesia, yeah, and I just started laughing. But had I not been high, yeah, I think I would have been mortified.
Now, did you immediately go, Katie Shady, did you immediately head directly to Skyline Chili?
Fill that shit up?
Yeah, for a big, because you're so hungry, for a big plate of noodles with sweet chili on top of it and maybe a couple chili dogs on the side, because sounds like a pretty good idea.
Also, Red Lobster's fucking disgusting. It's so gross. Yeah, everybody talks about the Cheddar Bay biscuits, but they're really gross. And the shrimp, everything, they probably get their shrimp farmed from India, which means they're basically like being brought up in toilet water. And you can pay me to eat them. It's just disgusting. But in talking about the Sizzler, when I was growing up outside of Cincinnati, yep, we had a Sizzler near our house that we would see 50 Woods at all the time.
Holy fucking shit.
He'd do the shuffle?
Could you imagine? I saw Eric Dickerson at the mall Christmas shopping when I was a kid, and I was like, and just blown away in awe, mostly because of the sheen on that Jerry curl. Icky Woods similarly rocked the Jerry curl. Imagine seeing Icky Woods at the salad bar.
Amazing. You know, imagine seeing Brandon Spikes, a college-age Brandon Spikes, at a Baton Rouge hotel bathroom.
Heard he was rocking a Pringles can, Ed.
Yeah, he was.
There like constantly, and you were not allowed to ask him to do the icky shuffle. The servers would tell you that. Oh, I don't think there was a sign, yeah, but I do know like it was like very well known that when you see Icky Woods at Sizzler, yeah, you were not allowed to ask him to do the icky shuffle.
I mean,
anyway, talk to you soon. Bye.
I hate to do this because people make fun of me. My daughter, who's been on this, Ryan Beckner, who's been featured on this program recently.
The last episode or the one before or something.
Yeah, it was two ago. She texted me the other day and she's like, hey, Dad, looks like you could you get to relive your peak. And it was a link to, there's a soup plantation opening back up in San Diego. And as we've discussed,
I thought they went out of business.
I think they did. I think it's like it. It's basically the same concept with a different name. I don't know what was wrong with the other name. Soup Plantation's a perfectly fine name to me. I mean, there's brand awareness, right? People remember Soup Plantation. Or if you're on the East Coast, it was called Sweet Tomatoes. Soup Plantation, the better name, obviously. But, you know,
obviously. They have plantation in the title.
Right there. Because they serve plants. They serve soup.
Yeah.
And plants.
Yeah, and you had to sing hymnals as you served the food.
There's nothing being farmed there.
Man River.
Yeah. I mean, I was farming my way through the salad, girls. I'll tell you that much right now. But when I was working there once in a while, probably about three times during the time I worked there, Reggie fucking Jackson would come in.
Oh, Mr. October.
Yeah, Mr. October would come in. And look, I wasn't an Angel fan, but all these other fucking losers were Angel fans. All the other busboys. And they get him to sign a fucking napkin. And I'm like, what are you going to do with fucking Reggie? Reggie Jackson signed a napkin for you? Like, what are you going to do with that? And, you know, I knew who Reggie Jackson was, obviously. I didn't make eye contact. I didn't acknowledge. I just let that go. Because what do I give a fuck about Reggie Jackson?
He killed the queen. Or he almost killed the queen.
He did. That actually was. That's like the height. That's one thing I do like about Reggie Jackson. Okay. Here's one more.
Hey, boys. Kyle here.
Kyle.
Ryan.
Hold on. Kyle and Scotty. Ed, he sent us this week. Well, I realized I didn't watch the last one he sent us until he sent us this one this week. It's like the thing that plants the fields, I guess.
Oh yeah, he's got sprawling.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Territory with kick-ass equipment.
Yeah, it's a farmer. Now I want to say it's a combine, but a combine's the thing that cuts down the corn.
I was thinking that was a combine.
Maybe it is. Maybe it does both. And he was out there, and it's got like a digital, it looks like he programs it, and there's like a digital screen that shows that it's like lays out perfect lines as it goes. And he's just fucking sitting there with his dog, listening to Baller Lifestyle podcast, planting corn. And you know what else he's doing? Planting dollars, Ed, because that looks like money to me.
It does.
If he gets a good harvest there. But then the one before that, that was him burning his. So they must pull all the corn off the stalks, and then they just let them dry out or whatever. And then he was burning them all. And I was like, is that safe? You just burn up the field? Because it was a pretty big fire. Did you see that one? It's on your phone. Look at it. Okay. Here's Kyle.
What the fuck did you get that gold tooth for if you're not going to fucking talk about it?
Oh.
Whenever you talk about teeth.
Yeah.
You better fucking be talking about that gold tooth.
That's right.
That fucker is baller.
I fucking love you, Kyle.
Fucking A, man. Keep it real. Out.
There's nothing I love more than talking about my gold tooth. Kyle must have seen it that time we met. So a couple years ago, I got all these fake teeth in the front from breaking my teeth when I was younger, Ed.
Yeah. And
one of them, have I told this story before? One of them, the front left canine. I was biting into a piece of pizza crust and the fucking thing cracked in half. It was a veneer cracked in half, and half of it broke off and disappeared probably into my gut. So they're probably finding it in my colonoscopy. No, actually, I think it just fell out. I can't remember. But there was still like half a tooth there. So I'm like, who cares? It's like on the side. You can't see it. But then eventually the rest of it broke off and I'm like, okay, I got to do something. Because it looked like there was like a little nub there. It looked like I still had a baby tooth, right? It's a little nub on the side. Yeah. It's pretty noticeable. So I go to the dentist and he's like, okay, do the insurance. He's like, all right. So yeah, new porcelain veneer with insurance. Your copay is going to be like, I think it was like 400 and something bucks. And I go, let me ask you a question. I go, if it's four something for porcelain, how much does it cost for gold? And he's like, oh, no. He goes, we don't put gold fill. Well, first of all, he goes, we don't do gold fillings anymore or gold crowns anymore. He goes, and we don't do them in the front of the mouth, obviously. And I go, well, just say you did. I'm like, what if you were going to? Let's run the numbers on that. And he goes, okay. He goes, I'll call you. So he calls me. He's like, okay. So if the copay on a porcelain one was like four something. The copay on a gold one was like six something. And I go, okay, give me the gold. And he's like, are you serious? And he's like, are you sure? Like, you don't. And I go, no, I do. So then two things happen, Dad. First of all, he goes, okay. He goes, I'll do it. Oh, so I go in and he's like taking the impression or whatever and putting the temporary on there.
Yeah.
He's like, okay. He goes, I'll do it. He goes, but if somebody asks you, somebody sees this and they ask you, where'd you get that tooth? He goes, you don't tell them you got it from me. All right. Yeah. He goes, I don't want people to think I put gold teeth. Like, okay. And then he goes, and also he's like, nothing personal, but it's, you know, the lab makes me pay for this up front. He goes, so I'm going to need you to pay for it up front. So he made me prepay because he didn't want to put it in my mouth and have me fucking run past the front desk lady without giving her my credit card. He made me prepay for my beautiful gold tooth. And it's the front left canine. And I got the most gold content gold. And actually I just got a cleaning the other day. And when the tech was, you know, flossing and polishing my teeth at the end, I go, hey, did you get that gold one extra shiny? And she's like, yeah, you know, I did. And also I went back for a cleaning and the hygienist was like, hey, this gold tooth. She's like, when you got this gold tooth, she goes, did they give you like any other options? And I go, I got it here. I was sitting in this exact chair when I got it. Yeah, they gave me other options. I said, give me the gold one. And she's like, oh, right, okay. So that's what Kyle must have seen my gold tooth with that time. That delightful time where we hung out and he bought me several beers and was awesome. Afternoon, I had my single
jealous.
Cincinnati
Bengals. Jealous sweatshirt. Of both it the was, gold tooth and your beers yes, with Kyle.
Yes, I hung out with Kyle. I hung out with his delightful bride. It was quite an afternoon. Okay, couple emails. Hey, Bri and quote Ed. Looking like our LA Kings might need to be added to next week's tragic update on who's not alive segment. The Kings holding the Oilers power play to only 70% success rate is pretty impressive. Sincerely, G. Fish. That's from an update from our hockey correspondent, Ed. This guy, have you seen this guy, Connor McDavid, Ed?
Yes, of course.
He's ridiculous.
He's the best player in the league.
Yes, he's like NHL 94. Like, he gets the puck, and he just skates around everybody, and no one can check him off the puck because he's too fast. So he just goes wherever he wants, and then he gives it to another guy that's in an easy position to score a goal every time. It's actually
he's better than Sidney Crosby. Like, he's in the Gretzky-Lemieux.
Yes. Camp. He's that guy. And the Kings on the last game of the season, they played the Chicago Blackhawks. And if they had lost that game, they wouldn't have played the Oil. And they've played the Oil. This is the third year in a row.
Yeah, I thought they played them last year.
They played this third year in a row. They're going to lose to the Oil in the first round. And if they had just lost that game, they could have played Dallas and maybe had a better shot of getting the second round. Then maybe somebody else knocks off the Oil and they get past the Oil, but the Oil's just too good. How are our Rangers doing, Ed?
Just swept the Caps.
He did?
My blue shirt swept them last night.
Oh. You there?
They had the President's Cup or whatever. They have the best number one seed.
Yeah.
Although I read, and I have no idea what metrics are in hockey. Apparently they're like outperforming what they're not the best team,
Yeah.
But they had the most points. So they're like fifth or sixth in Vegas odds, but yeah, they had the most points.
It seems like the number one seed rarely wins the Stanley Cup, but don't quote me on that. Our hockey correspondent would know. Okay, here's another one. I'm sitting on an airplane at JFK right now on the tarmac for what's probably been 45 minutes. Somebody in
my neck of the woods.
Oh, you're going to like this. Waiting to take off for vacation. How much you want to bet it was to Key West, Ed? And a woman in her late 30s in the row behind me is watching Entertainment Tonight gossip on her iPhone with no earbuds at max volume through the speaker on her
fucking
phone.
Fucking monster.
Other than this, the plane is totally silent as everyone is just pissed off we haven't left yet. Where in the worst person ever rankings does this monster fit in? Also, did you know that Suri Cruz is fighting with her mom to cut off all her hair?
What? I guess that was a tidbit from Entertainment Tonight.
That's right. Pray for me. If this goes much longer, I cannot be held responsible for my actions. That's from our dear friend, Sero to Mac, Ed.
What?
Yes.
That's my dear friend. I believe
Michael Wilbon lookalike.
I believe this Friday night, I'm going out to dinner with Michelle and I are going out to dinner with him and his lovely wife.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
P.S. How fucking rich is that guy? Request Ernie Johnson.
Wow.
From the TNT Hoops broadcast.
How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out. I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
Okay, hold on. I'm typing. Typing in this, I type in net worth here, Ernie Johnson Jr. Net worth. I'm going to guess he probably makes about 12 million bucks a year doing that show. It's a big show. It's one of the biggest sports shows that there is.
It's big, but it's still basic cable.
Yeah. TNT.
He's been doing it forever.
Long time. Scott, and it's all big hitters on there. You got Charles Barkley.
Kenny the Jet and Shaq.
Shaq Diesel.
The only thing is,
tell me,
when you hear stuff like, oh, this regular season NFL game beat out all seven World Series games and all seven NBA Finals games. Yeah. Like it still is a different level.
Yeah, the Colts and Titans week 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. Outrates the NBA Finals game 7 by 3-1. No.
All seven games combined. Yes. Like it's crazy.
It's crazy.
But I bet he's worth a good amount.
Yeah, I would think so.
I'm going to say $12 million.
Pretty close, Ed. Ernie Johnson Jr. net worth, $16 million. His salary. No, see, this is bullshit. Because his salary is $5 million a year.
So
now look.
Then unless he's got a major cocaine habit.
Yeah. And look, I know he's got an agent who takes a chunk. Of course, Bidenomics, they're taking a chunk. He's got, you know, he's got some expenses, obviously, that he's not realizing that entire $5 million every year. But even modestly invested, Ed, he's been doing it a very long time. He's not some Johnny come lately. He didn't get hired last week.
Yeah,
he's been doing this for a decade.
I was thinking he's making $1 million a year now.
Yeah. $5 million.
He's making $5 million? Like, no, he has to be more than 16.
I agree. Ernie Johnson Jr.'s American sportscaster was a net worth of $16 million. annual salary of $5 million. That seems low. Ernie Johnson Jr. is a sportscaster for Turner Sports, serves as a studio host on TBS for Major League Baseball coverage. Additionally, he hosts Inside the NBA on TNT and NBA TV and contributes to the men's Division I basketball tournament. Okay. Ernie Johnson Jr. was born in 1956 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. His father, Ernie Johnson Sr., Major League Baseball pitcher who later became a play-by-play. This is, oh, he's a Nepo baby. Play-by-play announcer for the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
No, I think that's low.
Now when I think about it, like, he's got to be worth 30.
Yeah.
Because he's been doing it forever. I was thinking, like, in the old days, they were paying him $200,000.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's Atlanta. You know, he's working his way up. Like, he's not, you know, he's making a name for himself. But he's been making that top salary for at least 6-7 years.
And back to the Max Volume Entertainment Tonight person. It's a certain kind of monster. Like, they're not Pol Pot, but they're like maybe Slobodan Milosevic. Like, they're like a light genocide person. They're kind of in there.
I sat down, and this is on me, because maybe I should have said something. I went to the gym. This is probably, it was during football season.
Was this the same gym session where the guy was making sandwiches in the locker room?
It might have been. It actually might have been.
Yeah.
Because I like to get my gains. So I go to the gym, then I'm a little hungry. There's an In-N-Out across the street, and I get the patties with no bun. I get two Flying Dutchmen.
Lettuce.
But just not even the lettuce. I just get the patties and the cheese, some grilled onions and pickles. I eat them with a knife and fork. Then I get my fries, light well, and water. I'm sitting there, and it's just me. So I don't take up a whole table. I sit at like the little counter thing, right? With the stool, sit at the counter, and it's like there's like four stools there at the counter. I'm sitting there eating, and I got my headphones on, and I'm watching my Insta stories, right? I got my headphones on. Some fucking scumbag comes and sits down next to me and props up his phone in front of him, and he throws on like the Q's versus North Carolina State at full fucking volume on his phone, watching the game. Just right there for everybody to be treated to.
The people are monsters.
And it's In-N-Out, so it's fucking packed. There's people everywhere. And I got my headphones on, so I'm like, I'm not getting involved. I don't care. But I do care. I should have been the hero there and been like, bro, what are you doing? No one wants to hear that. No one wants to hear your shit. No one wants to be invited into whatever the fuck you're doing. I have shame over that. I should have done something about it. I should have handled it. Thank you for that.
By the way, these type of people, when I went to my doctor's appointment, like the regular checkup that led to the, you need to get your colon checked out. But the regular checkout, there was a woman in there, and she was one of these narrate her life people, and I could tell she wanted me to comment. She would look up to me and be like, man, they keep asking me new paperwork, I gotta do this, and she keeps like saying things, wanting me to be like, yeah, I know, and then we'd engage, and I just stonewalled her. Like 20 minutes of her narrating and wanting me to jump in, I wouldn't do it. I will not engage.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Fucking stonewall.
Very, very proud of you, Ed, for not paying attention to that. Okay, let's do some not sports.
Well, it's time for not sports. Not sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Not sports.
Not sports.
Not sports.
Not sports.
Not sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Not sports.
Not sports.
Not sports segment.
What is going on in the world of things that are not, in fact, sports, Ed?
A woman contemplated divorce after learning her husband is her cousin. But now she says they're stronger than ever.
Hey, fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily's choice ends taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.